Former U.S. First Lady Nancy Reagan, seen here with former President George H.W. Bush, and here with Republican presidential candidates, was hospitalized briefly after falling at her home in Los Angeles. At age 85, Mrs. Reagan appears frail, but her doctor says she suffered no injuries. Neurologists say falling is not a normal part of aging. A lot of people, including professional runway models, fall. This one fell at a Paris fashion show. But the elderly are most at risk, and half of those who fall are likely to fall again. People fall when they have strokes or heart attacks. Quick help can save lives and prevent further heart or brain damage. People also fall for other reasons. Falls cause hip fractures, brain injury, and other outcomes that make falls the leading cause of injury deaths in older adults. Falls are also the most common cause of non-fatal injuries, and they are the number one cause of hospital admissions for trauma among the elderly. Marilyn Rance at the University of Missouri uses stunt actors as part of her research on falling.
Billions of dollars are spent in healthcare costs following up with treatment in falls. So what our work is targeted to do is to not only detect falls, but we're also doing fall risk assessment.
If the researchers could figure out when a person becomes prone to falling before a fall takes place, they could save all the costs of follow-up treatment and prevent a lot of pain and suffering. Rance works with Marjorie Skubick and other researchers at the University of Missouri.
We can use that to train our software programs in the computer so that we will be able to automatically recognize what these falls look like when they happen in real life.
The researchers feed data from the cameras and sensors into computers that detect warning signs before falls even happen. For the study, cameras were installed in an elder care facility. The computers show only silhouettes to allow for privacy. Eva Alouin is recovering from a broken hip due to a fall. She says she would like to prevent any future spills.
It's not easy going through that pain.
Professor Skubick says the computers can show the difference between lying on the floor and lying on a couch. An alarm will sound when someone falls, so help can get there quickly. The computer program can also alert healthcare workers to changes in the way someone walks. If someone develops an increased risk of falling, the healthcare workers can teach that person safety techniques to prevent future falls. Carol Pearson, VOA News.